In this edition of In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, we're going to recap the Bengals-Steelers game in Pittsburgh, 24-10 victory for the Cincinnati Bengals. It was an interesting football game. I think that the Cincinnati Bengals, the word that you could use for that for them in this football game is efficient, efficiency. They only ran 42 snaps and scored 24 points. They were opportunistic. Logan Wilson had two interceptions. They scored touchdowns off of both of those short fields after the interception. So opportunistic. And they were extremely efficient. Defensively, they were on the field for over 80 snaps and only gave up 10 points. In the red zone, they buckled down, bowled their necks. One touchdown, one field goal, one time stopped on downs. And that was the difference in the football game ultimately. The Cincinnati Bengals had one giveaway. They had two takeaways. They also had two drives stopped on downs. So the Pittsburgh Steelers had four possessions that did not end with a kick, meaning extra point, field goal, or punt. The Bengals only had one. That was a huge difference, field position in the football game. The Pittsburgh Steelers had a drive starting from their own five-yard line. They drive the football. They don't get the ball in the end zone because of field position. I mean, you go on 15, 18 play drives. At some point in time, you're going to make a mistake, either a penalty or an assignment mistake or something that's going to set you back. So field position, turnovers, stopping the team on four downs, all of that played a big part in it. The Bengals won the turnover ratio. Under Zach Taylor, they're 6-2-1 when they win the turnover ratio. They're 2-7 when it's even Steven, and they're 0-17 when they lose the turnover battle. Hugely important to win the turnover ratio on the road like they did in this football game. But it is amazing. You know, if you just look at the stats and you see the differential in plays, Steelers ran 35, 40 plays more than the Cincinnati Bengals did. They had the ball for 10 or 11 minutes more than the Cincinnati Bengals did, almost a full quarter. But the most important thing is the scoreboard, 24-10, Cincinnati Bengals. Defensively, once again, outstanding performance. Lou Anarumo has his players playing at an extremely high level. Najee Harris could not get going in the running game. 14 carries, 40 yards, 2.9 a rush. What they decided to do with him is throw the ball to him out of the backfield and use him in the formation as a receiver and throw short intermediate routes to Najee. He had 14 catches for 102 yards. They targeted him 19 times. He dropped a few. But when you make that concession, you say, we can't run the ball between the tackles. Our big people can't handle their big people. Let's move Najee out on the perimeter, get him out there against outside linebackers, corners, safety, smaller body people. At that point, when you're having Ben Roethlisberger check it down because they can't run it, and they don't have time to throw the ball deep, stretch the field. When they're checking it down to Najee all the time, it's a victory. I mean, that's what you want the Pittsburgh Steelers offense to do. And that's what Ben Roethlisberger ended up doing in this football game. So in the chess game, when they took Najee out of the backfield and started using him as a receiver on the perimeter and the edges, they exposed their queen. The Bengals checkmated him. There's no doubt about it. I thought that in a game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, division opponent on the road, you have to put your big boy pads on. And who's going to be the most physical? I thought in the trenches, the Bengals offensive line and the Bengals defensive line won the battles. I really did. I think that's what it boiled down to. Joe Mixon ran the ball 18 times for 90 yards, 5 yards a carry. Now, he creased him pretty good on one of the carries for 27 yards, but Joe Mixon ran the ball very, very hard. You know, as soon as he saw an opening on the outside zone, the stretch play, as soon as he saw any lane, he put his foot in the ground and got upfield, squared his shoulder pads up north and south, lowered those shoulder pads, and hurt people. He ran angrily. He finished runs. He was outstanding. They ran the ball 24 times. Joe Burrow only threw it 18. He completed 14 passes. Again, efficiency. Three of those passes were touchdowns. And how about Ja'Marr Chase? What can you say about him? Four catches. Two of those catches were touchdowns. He's got 11 catches on the season. Four of them are touchdowns. That is efficiency. He's averaging over 20 yards a catch. He's one of three receivers in the NFL that's doing that. This guy is doing things that very few rookie receivers have ever done. I mean, he's one of 10 receivers to start their career with a touchdown catch in the first three games of their career. He's, I think, one of three that have a touchdown reception of 30 yards or more in the first three games of their career. They protected Joe Burrow. No sacks, no quarterback hits. The one time that he did get hit, they call roughing the passer. So that goes off the books, and you get the 15-yard penalty. The Pittsburgh Steelers had a quarterback sack in 75 straight games, NFL record. Bengals broke it. Bengals stopped it. 75 straight games, they had at least one quarterback sack, not in this football game. That tells you something right there about how this game unfolded. So overall, I think the Bengals played a very, very sound football game in Pittsburgh. They made the adjustments when they needed to make adjustments. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I think, were scratching their heads a few times. The defensive line got four quarterback sacks on Ben Roethlisberger. Four different guys got a quarterback sack. They hit him seven times. Ben ended up throwing 58 times. He threw the ball 58 times. They only ran it 15. What does that tell you about the Bengals' defensive front? No running back has rushed for more than 61 yards against this Bengals defense. They're in the top five in a few categories now defensively, and they're in the top 10 in multiple categories defensively, including points allowed. I mean, yards allowed rushing, rushing average, passing yards allowed. I mean, it's ridiculous what they're getting done, and it all starts up front, getting that defensive line off the football, setting an edge in the running game, and then when you control the running game like we've talked about, you're on the right to rush the passer. They've got 10 quarterback sacks now in three games. They're tracking for over 50, 51, 52 sacks on the season. Club record's 51. They're eyeing that club record. They're doing an exceptional job. And what about Logan Wilson? 14 tackles, two interceptions. If he's not AFC Defensive Player of the Week, I don't know who's voting. I mean, this guy was a one-man wrecking crew. He's now got three interceptions on the season, most in the National Football League. He leads the NFL in interceptions as an inside linebacker. What does that tell you? He said after the game, he played wide receiver and he played defensive back in high school. And there's the ball skills. He understands route combinations. He understands leverage defensively in terms of playing pass defense. I mean, he's a very, very fine football player, great football IQ, and he's a hustler. On the play that he got one, his first interception, Sam Hubbard hits Ben Roethlisberger's arm. Ball goes airborne. Logan Wilson was blitzing. He sees that happen, retraces his steps, tries to locate the football, diving interception. That's a sheer hustle play, and then showing great hands and athleticism to finish it. Cincinnati Bengals are playing very, very good defensive football. They're playing complementary football. Special teams, offense, defense. The thing they have to do right now is compartmentalize. Put it away. Division game on the road, big, huge. Put it away. If you don't put it away, and as the old saying goes, handle success. If you don't handle success properly, you stub your toe against Jacksonville at home on a nationally televised game, it undoes everything that just happened in Pittsburgh. Put it away, move on, take care of business against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And at the first quarter mark of the season as such, I used to look at the season as four games periods. There are four quarters of four games, 16 games total. Now there's 17, but still. 3-1 after the first quarter, you're off to a good start. Get it done against Jacksonville. Thursday night football with the nation watching.
Hi, Dave Lapham here. Have you heard about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, presented by First Star Logistics? Catch new episodes from the world of sports and broadcasting. Search for In the Trenches with Dave Lapham on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.